This is Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap. Well, it's Tuesday night again, and that means another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen and Paul Whiteman and his music. And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, today we pick up Gracie at the beauty shop. She is chatting with her friend, Tootsie Sagwell.
Well, you mustn't be impatient, Tootsie. That mud pack will do wonders for your face.
Do you really think so, Gracie?
Well, I'm sure it will. I remember I came home one rainy day and George had tracked mud all over the carpet. Well, after I scraped the mud off, the carpet looked much better.
Gee, I'm so encouraged. I wonder how much longer I'll have to leave it on.
Well, we'll ask Madame Yvette. Madame Yvette?
Oh, oui, madame.
Miss Sagwell would like to know when she can take the mud pack off.
Oh, that will not be possible for 10 more minutes, madame.
Oh, dear, 10 whole minutes?
That is what I said, madame.
Oh, but couldn't we do something to hurry it up a little?
Look, I'm telling you it's going to take 10 minutes. There ain't nothing we can do about it, madame.
Well, Madame Yvette, we understand and sorry.
Parlez-vous, madame. Oh, isn't she charming, Gracie? So continental.
Oh, yes, a real daughter of France. I must invite her over for Camembert sometime.
Oh, do you like Camembert?
Oh, yes. Of course, I never drink much. The bubbles get in my nose.
How cute.
The French have a quality that no other people have. You know what I always say? Only soir qui mal pond. I wish I knew what it meant.
Oh, what do you care? It sounds marvelous. Gracie, if I ask you a question, will you promise to give me an absolutely honest answer?
Oh, yeah, I promise, Tootsie. Go ahead.
Well, I spend lots of time and money in this shop, and I really want to know now. Do you think I'll ever be beautiful?
Well...
Do you think I'll ever be pretty?
Well...
Do you think I'll ever be just a little above average?
Well...
Do you think I'll ever be just a little below average?
Of course you will, Tootsie.
Oh, thank you, Gracie.
Uh-huh. I'll bet I know why you're having all these treatments today. You've got a new beau, haven't you?
That's right. Oh, and he's divine. You know, I'm taking a course at night school now, and he's my instructor.
Why, what kind of a course?
Automobile mechanics.
Why, that's wonderful.
I'm taking my third lesson tonight, and I simply must look my best. He and I are going to crawl under a truck together.
Well, Tootsie, I have to be going. I hope you make a big hit tonight. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Gracie.
I'm leaving, Madam Yvette. See you Thursday.
Parlez-vous.
Inky-dinky. I'll bet you got a shock when I answered her in her native tongue.
Hello, Gracie.
Oh, hello, Bill. Where are you walking to?
Oh, down to Sunset.
Well, I'm driving that way. Hop in. I'll take you as far as my house.
Oh, thanks, Gracie. Gee, you know, Gracie, I'm getting a lot of lips from girls lately. Only last night, I had a funny experience riding in my girlfriend's car.
Really? What happened?
Well, I asked her to stop, so she did. And she kind of put her head on my shoulder, and I was whispering to her.
Oh, you're whispering, Bill.
Oh, you know, Gracie, just cuddly stuff.
Well, like what? Like what?
Oh, you know the same thing George whispered when he was courting you.
Oh. And did she lend you the money?
No, that wasn't it, Gracie. I said to her, Gertrude, would you give me a kiss? And she said no. And I said, would you for a big red apple? And she said no. And I said, would you for a bar of Swan soap? And she said, yes, because Swan is the new white floating soap that's purer than the finest Castile soap. Pure as an angel, mild as a warm spring rain.
So then you kissed her?
Well, I started to, but she slapped me.
Oh, well, you were naughty.
Oh, I'll say I was naughty. I interrupted her before she could finish saying that Swan is so pure, it's always kind to your hands. No matter what soap and water job you use it for. Washing the dishes, washing hankies, hose and undies. Any job that calls for loads and loads of mild, pure suds.
Well, what did you do after she slapped you, Bill?
Well, I decided to use caveman tactics. I grabbed Gertrude in my arm.
Oh?
I crushed her to me.
Yes?
A light came into my eyes.
It did?
Yes, it was a cop with a flashlight. Well, he said, all right, you two, break it up, break it up.
Well, what did you do?
Well, we broke it up. She took half the bar of Swan, and I took the other half. You know, that's easy to do with Swan, Gracie. Just a flick of the wrist, and you get two swell cakes of soap. One for the kitchen for dishes and cleaning, and one for the bathroom for your hands and face.
Well, what finally happened, Bill?
Oh, I'd rather not tell you.
Oh, well, come on, tell me. What did Gertrude say?
Oh, Gracie, I'd rather not tell you.
Well, you'll have to get out now, Bill. You can walk home from here.
You guessed it, Gracie. That's just what Gertrude said. Well, goodbye. Tell George I'll see him later.
All right, goodbye. Oh, I wish George would take Bill aside and have a little talk with him. I bet George could learn plenty. Are you, George? I'm home.
Oh, dear. Did you have to drive the car today? The very first day?
What do you mean?
This is December 1st. Don't you know what started today?
George Washington slept here?
Not a movie.
Oh, of course. How could I forget December 1st?
Oh, sure.
Come on, Gracie. There was an A company.
Gracie, today is the start of gasoline rations.
Oh, really?
Honey, don't you remember a couple of weeks ago I went to that school and came home with an A car?
Oh, yeah, and I was very proud of you.
Thanks. Very proud of you.
Well, although I did wonder what subject a man of your age was taking.
Gracie.
Oh, I laughed at that dumb Harry Morton. He came home with a B card.
Yeah, very dumb. It should happen to me. Gracie, that A card was for gasoline. That means that we only get 4 gallons a week. So we can't do any needless driving.
Oh, I remember now. I read in the paper that the car should only be used for things like driving the man of the house to work.
Correct.
My goodness. We're not going to use any gas, are we, dear?
Don't worry. Don't worry, Gracie. We'll be using it. I only wish I had that motor overhauled.
Overhauled?
Hmm. That motor was in good condition. It saves gas.
I see. Then it would help if a mechanic overhauled the car.
You bet it would.
Well, I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
Well, I have to make a phone call. Hello, Tootsie? Tootsie, this is Gracie. Tootsie, how many lessons did you say you'd had at that mechanic school? 2? Well, come right over. I want you to overhaul George's car. No, wait. First, I'll have to test you to see if you really know anything about automobiles. Tell me quickly, where is the car's radiator? Oh, is it? Oh, I thought it was underneath. Well, hurry, Tootsie. We've got work to do.
This is Carl Weiss. From Irving Berlin's smash hit, This is the Army, the boys in the 6 Hits and a Miss have cooked up a mighty military arrangement of This is the Army, Mr. Jones.
Thank you.
better keep the garage door closed while we're overhauling George's car. I want it to be a big surprise.
Now, Gracie, remember, I've only had two lessons at that school.
Oh, Sophia, just modest. Tell the truth, you've always looked like a mechanic to me.
Oh, you're sweet.
Gracie!
Oh, dear, it's George. You stop working, Tootsie, and I'll be right back. I'm coming! What is it, dear?
Look, I just got a call from Harry Morton. He told me he'd be waiting for me tomorrow morning. What's it all about?
Well, you'd been talking about sharing rides, so I arranged the carpool.
Oh, well, good.
Now, tomorrow, you pick up Harry Morton and Mr. Bracebridge and drop Harry off at the Douglas Airplane Plant. Then...
Wait a minute. Harry Morton's in the real estate business.
Yeah, I know he is. He only works at the airplane plant to make a living.
Well, that's a smart move.
And now, the next day, you pick up Jim Bagley and Mr. Bracebridge, and you drive Jim down to the Venice Amusement Park.
Wait a minute. What kind of work does he do at the amusement park?
Oh, he doesn't work. His wife has joined the wax, and he gets an allotment from her.
Well, good for him.
Now, the following day, you pick up Harvey Fowler and Mr. Bracebridge.
Hold it. Just a minute. That Bracebridge has been with me now for 3 days. Where is he going?
No place. You see, he hasn't been feeling well, so his doctor told him to get plenty of fresh air.
Look, I listened to all these arrangements you made for me, and now I would
please don't try to thank me, George. It embarrasses me.
But I...
Now, I know how grateful you are, so let's just forget it. I'll see you later, dear. Oh, George is such a darling. Take so little to make him happy. Oh, my goodness, Tootsie, you've done lots of work.
Oh, yes, I've been busy, all right. First, I went over the whole motor with the dance sponge.
Oh, wonderful.
But, Gracie, I had a slight accident. The sponge fell down inside the motor somewhere and got lost.
Oh, well, don't worry about it. Sponges are very cheap.
I took out some of the parts and cleaned them separately. Want to help me put them back?
Well, I'll be glad to. What are these little things?
Oh, those are spark plugs. My instructor says that spark plugs can waste 10% of your gasoline.
They can? Well, let's throw them away.
Oh, now we're making progress.
Well, what's this funny thing over here with the wires coming out of it?
That? Oh, but that's the... that came from... Gracie, are you sure that's part of the car?
Well, it's in the same pile with the other stuff you took out.
I guess I haven't reached that lesson yet.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. We'll just leave it out.
Is that safe?
Oh, perfectly. One little part couldn't keep a car from running. Why, we drove into a garage once for a checkup, and the man told George his motor had been missing for days.
Imagine that.
Tootsie, I've heard repairmen talk, and I know there's one thing they always do. They tune up the motor.
Oh, I haven't reached that lesson either.
Well, who needs the lesson for that? There can't be but one way to tune up a motor. Hand me that hammer.
All right, here you are.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tootsie, but it's not right.
No?
No, it's badly out of tune. I couldn't even play a simple piece like White Christmas.
Oh, what a shame. Oh, you got grease on yourself, too. Well, I better get the tools and start again.
Well, Tootsie, I know what the trouble is. Just look at these tools.
What's wrong with them?
Wrenches, pliers, and screwdrivers. They're no good for us. What we need are a couple of hairpins.
You're right, Gracie.
I'll go in the house and get some.
Gracie, why do you keep running in and out of the house?
Oh, well, I just... I've been out... who, me?
Yes, and how did you get that grease on your face?
Where?
On your face.
Which face?
You've only got one face.
Oh, George, let's not complain. There's a scarcity of everything these days. Well, I've got to go. Come on.
Come back here. Have you been fooling with our car?
The car? Oh, George, don't be ridiculous.
Gracie,
really, it's getting late and I'm in a hurry. See, it's 1 o'clock already and I have a lot of things to do.
Gracie, holy smoke, what was that?
I didn't hear anything.
Come on. We're going out to that garage.
Oh, now, George, please, keep calm. Remember your appendix.
I had my appendix out 3 years ago.
Well, I know, but it isn't right to forget it so soon. After all, it's part of yourself.
Come on. What you say, Mom? What's going on here?
Goodbye, Gracie.
My car. What's happened to my car?
Oh, now, George, don't get excited. Your car's all right. See, there it is right there. There's some more of it over there and some more of it right there.
Oh, my car.
For his number tonight, Jimmy Cash has selected a song that will never die. Jimmy Cash singing Lovely Lady.
Reaching for moonbeams, oh heart of mine, finding just daydreams, you're so divine. So fate alone can decide it. Let's sing our love song, my heart is. Lovely lady, I'm falling mad in love with you. It's a feeling beyond concealing. What can I do?
He's on his way over here to fix the car. He's a wonderful mechanic.
He'll have to be. Look at this mess. Parts of the car scattered all over the garage.
But they're in order, George. Tootsie and I put little tags on each part to tell where it goes.
Some help, that is.
Well, of course it is. See, the tag on this part says UN. That means underneath.
Underneath what?
Underneath the part that's marked OT. That means on top.
Gracie, you and Tootsie are geniuses. That was sheer inspiration.
Oh, well, it takes more than inspiration to be a genius. You have to work hard. Look at J. Edgar Hoover. If he hadn't worked hard, he never would have invented the vacuum cleaner.
Well, this is probably the worst thing you've ever done to me.
Well, our troubles are over now, George. Here comes the mechanic. Right this way, Mr. Mechanic.
Greetings, little lady. Are you the people whose car broke down?
It didn't break down. Your prize pupil, Tootsie Sagwell, tore it apart.
Oh, gracious me, I'm awfully sorry. I'd make her stay after school if she wasn't so ugly.
Well, can you fix the car?
Why, certainly. I'll have it ready to roll in no time, or my name isn't Llewellyn Watts.
Well, okay, Llewellyn, get to work.
Yes, sir. Gee, this car's really a wreck.
A wreck? Why, the upholstery is clean. I cleaned it myself.
That's great. All I do is sit on the nice, clean upholstery, step on the gas, and stay in the garage for 22 years. Now, come on, Llewellyn, get started.
Yes, sir.
Well. So you're Llewellyn, Tootsie Sagwell's boyfriend. I'll bet you're crazy about it.
No, ma'am.
Well, you know, you could do a lot worse than Tootsie.
Possibly, ma'am. After all, I haven't met everybody.
Gracie, will you let the man alone? Go on and fix the car.
Righto.
Llewellyn, Tootsie will make some nice man a wonderful wife.
Not this nice man.
Gracie, will you let the
Tootsie's
man...
Tootsie's a very sweet girl. What if she is a little bow-legged? If she were not neat, she'd wear out 3 or 4 pairs of stockings a week.
Gracie, will you let...
Stockings cost a lot
Gracie,
of money,
Gracie, will you let this man alone? I want my car fixed.
Yes, dear. And you must admit that Tootsie's features are well balanced. What if her eyes are too small? Her ears are too big.
Llewellyn, don't pay any attention to her. Finish the car.
Yes, sir.
Remember, Llewellyn, beauty is only skin deep. The girl you marry has to do more than just appeal to your eyes.
Well, if it'll help any, I'll concede that Miss Sagwell smells very nice.
Llewellyn.
Yes, sir.
You know, now, my mother wasn't the most beautiful woman who ever lived either, but she had something that no other woman had.
And I had to marry it. Gracie, once and for all, will you let the man do his work? I want this car fixed.
Hi, George.
Hello, Gracie.
Hello, Bill.
Well, Bill, I'm glad to see you. Gracie, Bill looks chilly. Go into the house and get him a cup of hot coffee.
Oh, all right, dear.
Coffee? What's that?
Well, that's that light brown stuff that used to be dark brown.
Oh, yeah, it's a great drink, wasn't it?
Bill, I had to get rid of Gracie. This mechanic wasn't getting any work done on my car.
Yeah, she was trying to get me married. Oh, that's ridiculous.
Now, wait a minute. Just a minute. What's so ridiculous about you getting married?
Oh, no, Bill, not you, too.
Why, marriage is wonderful, Mr. Mechanic. Ah, just picture a little white cottage with a little white kitchen. And by and by, a little white nursery.
Oh, please, you embarrass me.
Bill, I had enough trouble with Gracie.
And picture this. You peek into the nursery, and what do you think you see?
Does it start with a B?
Why, sure. It's a sweet little precious bar of Swan soap.
There goes my car.
Swan, the new white floating soap that's purer than the finest Castiles. You can't buy a purer soap than Swan.
Bill, let the man go to work.
Mister, is that all that's in the nursery, a bar of Swan? Isn't there something else?
Oh, yes.
A little baby?
A little baby. And that's why Swan's there. Because Swan is just perfect for bathing that little baby.
You're right. That does it. Come on, Bill. Outside.
Hey,
outside.
George, let go of my arm.
Outside, and Llewellyn. Don't you open this door until this car is finished.
But, George, I didn't get to tell him that Swan's mild, pure lather is kind to even a baby's tender skin. And if it's good for baby, well, it's good for anybody's hands and face, tub or shower. And he ought to know it, so I'm going in and tell him.
Bill, he's fixing my car. Tell me about Swan soap.
Oh, George, you use it every day. I've told you about Swan dozens of times.
I know, Bill, but there was always somebody listening. Look, now the two of us are all alone.
Yeah?
How about giving me the real inside lowdown?
Well, George, if you hadn't asked me, I wouldn't have told you this in a million years. It's great.
It is, huh?
Oh, sure. And every bar of Swan saves you money, you see. Saves in the kitchen because it goes further than easily wasted package soaps. And it saves in the bathroom because Swan gives you more soap per penny than any leading toilet soap tested.
Okay. Thanks, Bill. I won't let it go any further.
Oh, that's right. Don't tell it to a soul. I would... What am I saying? Tell it to everybody. I'll shout it from the housetop. Buy Swan. Swan's a great soap. Buy Swan. Swan, the new white floating soap. Buy Swan.
That's really a guy.
Oh, George, where is Bill going? He left without his cup of coffee.
Is that coffee?
Well, no, I was out of coffee, so I heated up a bottle of beer and I put some milk and cream in it.
Well, he'll be sorry he missed it. You know, Gracie.
Mr. Byron.
Yes, Llewellyn.
The car's all fixed. How do you like it?
Gee, it looks swell. Say, you really did a great job.
It'll run like a scared rabbit now.
Well, I'll get in and start the motor and see how it sounds.
Now, be careful of the upholstery, George. It took me hours to clean it.
I know. That's funny, it won't start.
Sounds to me like you're out of gasoline.
Oh, that's impossible. I had it filled last night just before the deadline. I've got a full tank.
Not now, George.
What do you mean? There must be gasoline in the car. I can smell it.
Yeah, isn't the upholstery nice and clean?
You didn't.
Yes, I did.
George and Gracie will be right back. Meanwhile, I'd just like to clear up one little point. Many of you women have long considered Castile soaps the standard of purity. So if a soap is pure as Castile, you naturally feel that that's really something. And you're right. Well, Swan is even purer than the finest Castile soaps. So try Swan. Try it for dishes, for every soap and water job in the house. See what it means to your hands and skin to use a soap that's purer than the finest Castile. Well, here they are again, George and Gracie.
Oh, George, I'm awfully sorry about the car.
Oh, it's all right. But it wouldn't have happened if you and Fritzy realized one thing. There are certain jobs women do, and there are certain jobs men do. Now, overhauling cars, building ships, running steam shovels. Those
I know what those are. And what are some of the jobs men do?
Well, never
makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune in again next week, same time. Remember, Swan also brings you Tommy Riggs and Betty Lou, another night over another network. And now, till next week, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, I, Swan, how about you? Good night.